ей словач. Омрабо там ховыши. Лыгам гимны. Кудово шиепши асо аниши last week. There is a week in the Raiden. The Raiden was very sharp because Ramoya mentioned the Chidesh that his kasha was more especially and all the items mentioned in the Mishnah Leivri. So it was because of Adam Sardisa, let it be also because of Tamkika. So the Torah says in Sidney Tokin Dalit, because of Kusha Babli and Shecha Ramadi, and then Chim Sadeni and the Isama Mitzri. So it's not a Tamgomo, it's only Kiralme. It's just a smack of the Yisur, not a real Tam. It's not a Tamgomo. So that's why you have to observe that Mr. Abrisa, it couldn't be higher on the basis of Talmud. But the Ramoya is a different character. Here, Kusha Chababli. So, Kusha Chababli is a very spicy thing, quite catchy today. But one of the ingredients is pieces of bread, hummus. So, when you eat the Kusha Chababli, you don't feel the tam of the bread. You feel a tam chorosh, a tam. I don't know how is it. I don't use ketchup myself, so I don't know. Ketchup has all kinds of spices. It has tomatoes and it has garlic and it has all kinds of things. But when you eat ketchup, do you feel the specific tang of the tomatoes, of the garlic? You feel it's very strong, but it's a hybrid tam, you know, it's a tam chosh. So Kusha Chababli, you feel the tam of the bread. If not for the bread ingredient, you wouldn't feel that particular tam. But when you eat Kusha Chababli, you don't feel the same tam that you feel when you eat bread. It's a tam chosh. So that's why we have to resolve to have them start with. This one, and the Rebbe says no. He says this chiddush by the Balamoyer is itself a tam chodesh. He says, in other words, it's not mentioned in the Imam. Tam chodesh is every gamunay. Kudova she efsha she yadimu sheboim nachri below the tam mikabei. So the Rebbe is chelkan mitzias, and he says that by Kusha Chababli, when the Gemara says there is a tam of chometz of the bread, so it's not a tam chodosh that is established with the combination of many things, but you really feel, when you eat Kusha Chababli, you really feel the tam of bread. Uchshihikshu yizire yihochel en avrezer. So then the kashi is, so why does the why do we have to resort to Hetam Mitzaref Yisera, which should be Osea, and Chayev, and the score of Tam Kinka? Shihichu Yizirei Hochel Yavlez, Chom Yudu Pesach Mamen Nachshu, Ki Hetam Mitzaref Yisera, Lava Anu Mas Nitznachshuei, Elu Alki Nuchomet Tzumatzel, Shenu Robin, וישנים הם תם זה מזה ואנו מסביס לה משום את המסתרת לישר אלו משום לי תם כי כאו. So the Rebbe says many things here, many chidushim. So one of the chidushim of the Rebbe is that he's like Shtes Rashi. We know that the Machlekes Vashem whether the Hetam Mitzaref Yisra applies only to something of the Dalit Haubes, but not if it's not with Haubes, if it bent, or it applies even to something that is bent, not Dalit Haubes. So Rashi Shite is magical, and Tatsvishiti is only Vidavu. So I mentioned that there is a Raya from this Rashi, that even according to Rashi, the Tatsvishiti started with Isra, he applies even Shavuya Vidavu, but he doesn't mean if a person, let's say, will take, let's say, by no self. So the Gechem says there is a law of Etamistar Isra. So it doesn't mean that they call it that by nausea. If the nausea will take a few grapes, have a bite of grapes, two grapes, that means have a bite. So you'll take two grapes, put it in his mouth, and then he'll immediately put the ethical bite of bread in his mouth. So then it's much more succumb to Rashi, you should say Etamistar Isra. I think that even according to Rashi, we wouldn't say I'm going to start from there. Why? Because Rashi is mashma. When is there a loch of Adam starts with Isaiah? When there is a connection between the Adam and Isaiah. They are not mured in the way that it's considered a tahubeh, that there should be bittul and so on. But, in other words, it's not mured in the sense that there could be bittul, let's say, when it's not Nikal Isaiah. But it's Miura, but it's Nikalisa. So then it's not a real Talmudes if it's Nikalisa. If you can identify and separate the Isa from the Heter, so then it's not a real Talmudes. So in case there is Heter style for Isa, because Rashi mentions Heter style for Isa in a case, suppose he dipped a piece of bread in wine, let's say there is a big piece of bread, but he dipped in wine only half of the piece of bread. The other half of the piece of bread was not dipped in wine. So maybe we say heaven started. According to this, we wouldn't say heaven started because the other piece of bread is not moved with the one piece of bread. So it has to be moved. But according to Rashi, even if it's not Mu'ed Mamish, but at least there is a chibur between the wine droplets in the one piece of bread. See, here you have half the values of wine droplets in this head. On the other hand, it's not there, you have no droplets. So there is a chibur, there is a connection, it's one piece. But it's not a hubes in the sense of people, because it's not a hubes in the sense of people. As a matter of fact, suppose he would dip the whole piece of bread in wine, but you see the droplets of wine on the piece of bread, would that be considered a hubes in the sense of people now? So there's a machlekes kosheim on that. There's a machlekes kosheim on that. In other words, there is the Rabbi Yosef in Simen Tulia Day, I think Simen Kutus so he mentions a machlekes between the Shitas Agenim and the Shitas Arashbo. In other words, that's in connection with Chanasak. Now, Cholav Akum, the Mishnah says, is of Cholav Akum, the Mishnah says, is of in other words, he can akum schil the behemo. So it's just because of the chosha, maybe he was schil the mitom, or maybe he was miyari cholov of tom. Now there's a machlekes between the chodosh and the chasam sefer as to whether cholov akum is the dosh of the minyan or cholov akum is not the dosh of the minyan. The chodosh says that cholov akum is not the dosh of the minyan. And the Chasam Sefer says that Cholav Akum is a Dovash HaMinyan. As a matter of fact, from the Tshuva of Rav Haigoyen, it's much more like the Chodosh, not like the Chasam Sefer. So, I mean, you see, in Hungary, so they are very machpid, they are born in Hungary, who are very machpid on Cholav Akum. Why? Because of the Chasam Sefer. But the Chodosh says, that Cholav Akum is not a Dovash HaMinyan. Wiener Sachen ist deutsche Wiener. Der Chaim Asad Wiener Sachen. Why? Because the going is man has all the Jehovah man has all were accustomed to curdle cheese in the daily condition and eating the air kidnapping. So that's the reason as to why the Chachom Asher Vinasak. Some Mele, the Rambam says, even if we know that the Vinasakum was curdled in a sodium vegetables, but today too, I mean, some cheeses are curdled in vegetables, not in animal venom, but in vegetable. So the Rambam says, even if a meat is sodium, it's still us. The Rambam says, Gimum doch es nach Hohes Asures Haloche Yudau Gvino Shema Nidine Iso Akum Vasobi Der Spetetivo Vene Oli Me Peretz Gim Sratatin Per Gimum doch nach Hohes Asures Haloche Yudau Varein Koin Gvino Heiro Mitzah Sageni She Yasuo She Kvo Gozu Al Kovine Sak Ben She Yiduo Bido Vrosteya בין שהם ידוע בדבר המוצא זהירו משום שמליג נעיסו בדבר עושה בדבר עושה So what does the Rambam say? That Tvinas happened even though it was curdled in vegetables, not something not in the daily so it's also but the Gemara says Rav Yechanan says business why the Chachom Nazar bin Asakom because in Shemamim Be'er Kibes Nehru and here we know they're not mining Be'er Kibes Nehru they're mining Be'er Sabi then it says called over Shemini and so Minachal Akir so that's it all whenever the Chachom made a certain Zehra a certain Takom because of a certain reason so it's all say even if the reason doesn't apply many things would be mutter if we had been at liberty you know, to decide that the Tanis why the Chacham Masoret doesn't apply today. So because Kodom Shem Yitzhak in Achalat here, but as a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes in the Morin of Dizor. There is a Machlekes in the Morin of Dizor. Machlekes in the Morin of Dizor. Why the Chacham Masoret in Asak? So Rav Yechanan says, because we may shema meeting the Akivas in there. But the Shulchan Levi says, it's the Niko. What does Niko mean? Niko means the possibility of a Nohosh, a serpent, putting in, injecting its venom into it. Because Bismarck has out, so Nohosh in Wormitsuki, you know, in our soil, in Boga, even today, in certain places in India, you know, so there are still Nehoshim Mitzvah. Even today, in certain tropical countries, so Nehoshim Mitzvah. Bismarck has also, of course, in the soil and in other Nehoshim Mitzvah. So Bismarck has all, it was also to drink Mashkingu. Any Mashkin that was exposed, that was open, because of the possibility, maybe Nehosh drank from it. Now, today, we're not marked and mashkin. We're not marked and mashkin. I mean, the only one who was marked, when I say today, I don't mean only today, this year. I mean, even 800 years ago, we shouldn't say that we are not marked. Why? Because the Hoshima are not mitzvah in the name. I mean, not in the outer soil, the Hoshima are not mitzvah in the name. So, anything that Chachom Asher, because of Sakome, so we don't say Kodom Shemim Mitzvah Minachlat here. If the Chachom Asher something because of a certain Yisea, not Sakome, then we say Kodom Shemim Mitzvah Minachlat here. But if the Chachamim asked something, because of Sakone, some really serious change, and there is no Sakone, so then it's good as the witness why we are not Makri and Mashkin Gil. The only one who is Makri and Mashkin Gil living today is the Goyen. And the Goyen didn't pass the Tlama, but the Goyen is on an Oli. So it's mentioned that the Goyen said that besides the timing, that Chachamim asked certain things that are mentioned explicitly, there are other timing also, timing is stored. So Mele, because of that, the Goyen was Makpid. Was Makpid, I mean, a Mashkin. Okay, the Goyen. I mean, the Goyen didn't pass him at Laloch. The Goyen. Today, if a person would assume this kind of tzitkes and follow up the Shitsangoy, it would be Yure. I mean, why doesn't he first follow up the Shitsangoy in regard to Shinor, in regard to everything else? Just in regard to Mashkin Gilui, so it's a big yura I mean, to do it today. But the Goyen was Makpid, but no one else is Makpid. I mean, this year we hear of anybody that should not drink water that was exposed. The only thing that we are Makpid and Gilui is in regard to Keshav Brocha. Because Keshav Brocha is not COVID. Since at one time it was also to drink it, so Mele, it's not covered for a Keshav Brocha. So that's why if wine has been uncovered and no one has been watching it, so you can't use the wine for Keshav for Keshav Brocha. But because HaKadeo Nomi Pachamecho HaYirtze HaYisa Abinechos, in other words, it's not covered. Since at one time, so it was rejected because of the Shoshana. But in general, so anything that is awesome, that was awesome inside you, so today that the Hoshana not to you, so really is not awesome. So now in Gemara, in Abzora, there is a machleket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. Why the Chachamim asked him to say? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mishnah mi der kibasim deil," and Rabbi Shimon Levi says that is because of Niku. So all the Rishonim say, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, that the Chachamim asked Vinasak, because of Niku. So today the Vinahoshim are not into it. So there is no Yisrael of Vinasakum as such. I say as such because if the Vinasakum today is also curdled in Nivegaranet, as most of the Vinas are, so then it is also not because of the special Seher, because of Dosh Minya, because the Varamayim is not vocal, so even if a Jew did it, not the Agoy did it. So yes, but suppose the Vinasakum today is made in vegetable vanette, is curdled with vegetable vanette. So according to the machine, the lady it would be Muna. According to the Kechanet, it would still be awesome because the culture of the Indian talking about it. How do we pass from like a Kechanet or like a machine lady? So all the machine passed on here, except Chachmina Bune. Chachmina Bune, so they passed from like Chachmina Bune passed like Rabbi Yishua David, like Rabbi Shemin. So according to Chachmina Bune, there is no Yisra for Vinas Akum as such. There is no Yisra for Vinas Akum as such. So if we know that the Vinas Akum today, a certain brand of Vinas Akum was curdled in vegetables, so then it isn't. Now, the Rambam passed not like a vehicle. So he says, here on this again, she asked, even though the Akum were minded by some appearance, she got both to our focus. And the Mechaber also passed not like this. And the Ramo also passed not like this. Except that the Ramo, in the Archimation, the other day, he says, the Ein Lifreitz Gedder, Le Hokeo, in loy bimokim she noagu lihokeo. our details, the washing of the Ramor in the Abish. So he says, they live together. In loy bimokim shenoagu lihokeil alpidim. Now I want to tell you something. You know, you hear all kinds of talking, the name of Ramisha Feinstein. Ramisha Feinstein was not this, was not that. And I don't pay attention to all these things, unless I know that there is a chup in Ramisha Feinstein's sefer. So I see it. So then, of course, I know that Ramisha Feinstein's mother. But just because this rock tells me, that rock tells me, I mean just from the birds, I mean Ramisha Feinstein's mother, I don't pay attention. Now, you probably heard many rabbis, they say in the name of my father, the Rav Moshe Shapira, that he was Matir of Nesach. I'm sure you heard it. I heard it. It's L'dum B'liyah, because years ago I asked my father, was he ever Matir? So he says, 50 years ago, you know, when the situation was such that it was very hard, you know, to get a gene that you supervise them to. It wasn't like today, it's day, I mean, we can get everything. So, but 50 years ago, so somebody asked him that there was a certain company, I forgot the name of the company, that made cheese in vegetables. And there was a big shot of cash. And in those days, no one was in Zoya, and that was a vicious attack because the doctor said that the family has to be cheese and so on, American cheese and so on. So my brother was matia, that kind of cheese that was curdled in vegetable because the Ramor said in the automation. So then we please get there in loyby mocking shenuago we hate of them. So number one, he was only matir a special type of a cheese that was curdled in vegetables. And number two, he was only matir 50 years ago and a special family, the doctors told him. So he said he can be matir. And in those days, so no one was zoyer. That he ever gave him. So, I mean, and you hear many things in the name of Ramesha Panchin. You say, if there is a tshuva, alright, I know, but if there is no tshuva, I don't pay attention to it. And then, and even if they'll tell me that they called up Ramesha and Ramesha told him something there, I still cannot accept it because I don't know what that person told Ramesha of the Torah, what kind of stories. Because I know that people falsify the facts, either consciously, sometimes unconsciously. I know a story, I mean it, and not that they intentionally falsify the facts. The Ramesha over the telephone so said that in a certain place in Michigan, so they had these all right. And then Ramesha was called up, a certain Rav called up Ramesha and said, he might hear, I mean, they hear it in a certain place that I don't want to mention. So Ramesha said that he wasn't what they said. So Ramesha said, he told him that in that town, even though more than Shishim Libe pass food daily, but there is a law in that municipality, in that town, that no one can walk there unless he gets specialized. So that means Ramesha was not yet, even though the Rishis today, because then it's not the Rishis Rabbi. The Rishis Rabbi is only a place where everyone has a right to walk, but if you need a license, so then it's not a Rishis Rabbi. For example, you know, in New York City, Rockefeller Plaza, it's on 50th Street. The Rishishim did is a test group daily in Rockefeller Plaza. It's near the Rockefeller Center, it's on 50th Street in New York. Rockefeller Plaza belongs to Columbia University. That's it, it belongs. type of Torah Kala Plaza is vested in Columbia University. They have the title. And but still everybody drives there and everybody walks there because Columbia University gives a license to everybody. They have a right to give a license. But Columbia University does not want that the public should get a vested right, you know, in that. Because there's a law, adverse possession, you know, like Hazokam. So every year, one day in the year, I forgot already which day, one day in the year, so Chalop, no one is allowed to drive that. No one is allowed to Chalop like a castle. In order that no one should get the vested right. So, Akhla Plaza was not at the University of Arab. So they told them they shared that the whole town, Oak Park. So no one is allowed to drive there unless he gets a license. So this just depends on his legal app. So I found out what is the truth. I mean, behind every untruth, there is a kernel of truth to otherwise. There is so many people rationalize if there is one gallon of truth. So they rationalize and they assume because of wishful thinking. So they say that's the way it is. There is a law, and that law I'm sure is that the same law applies in Jesus. It's true in New York and in Chicago and in Boston and in Philadelphia and in every place in the United States. There is a law in Michigan that in times of emergency, so if the mayor can stop, you know, traveling in a certain place. Suppose there is danger, it's in danger zones. So he can stop traveling altogether. Even the residents of Oak Park cannot travel. I mean, sometimes, you know, in times of war, you know, we have a curfew, you know, so after 7 o'clock you cannot drive, you need a special permission. I mean, even in New York, you can, because of the crime, you know. So there was a curfew at one time, there was, you know, so there was no power in New York. Years ago, so I remember it. So they established a curfew that after 7 o'clock no one is allowed to drive. No one is allowed to drive. So in Oak Park there is a regulation that the mayor, the municipality, the municipal government, in case of an emergency, is allowed to exclude those who are not residents to in Oak Park that they should not be able to travel through the streets. So we told them, that is, you know, that you need a permission. You don't need a permission. You don't need a permission. They have the right to stop transportation in times of emergency, and even the residents also. But if it's not necessary to forbid all of traveling, so then they cannot. So only the non-residents are not allowed. But that doesn't mean that you need permission. It's not private. It's not private property. It's public property. So even if you hear exact, but if you don't tell, I mean the facts, the major passments on the basis of the data submitted there. This is what the major said. That this was open. This was open. And the major said, in regard to a certain event in Queens, he said that he wasn't told. I saw it too in the powers of Major Bode that he wasn't told the right facts about the traffic in Queens. So in other words, it's not, he shouldn't be ready, you know, what everybody says, a Major is Matia, a Visit Bell is Matia, so we didn't really are. A Visit Bell was never Matia for himself. Never. This is the only situation 50 years ago, and it was Matia only if it's made in vegetables, and because of the special Shasat Chak, so it's Matia on the basis of the Ramon Dahmish. So Vinasaku, over the Shinin Pasana, except Kahunavuni, that it is also, even if it is curdled in vegetables, even if it is curdled in vegetables, the Vinasaku, because Doshin Mashinki Holopakam, so the Father says, that it's not an option, the Chacham never made the new Xeira on Holopakam. But the Mishnah says, Holopshe, Chol Deyakum, Vein Yisroel Reyo, Son of Melech, there was a Chashe. Maybe he was Chilid in Utah, because it was the Derech of the Bully, the Man Chazal, to be Chilid in Utah. So the Chodesh says, when he lived in Cairo, many years he lived in Cairo, so the derech of the Ishmaelim was to mill camels, not only cows, but and many times they used to mix cow's milk with camel's milk. So of course it was also. But when he moved to Amsterdam, Holland, so no one of the going established the whole of the milk. No one of the goyim is mishtamish the whole of Tamei. So Mele, he was not Zoya in Cholomar. So he says, V'loisi Mishi Zoya Ramayiz Yachim. But this is what the people are more from than the dreams of the Pichodesh. So he says, because it's not the Goshen, the Hasam Seifer is really kind of the Pichodesh. He says that Holobakum is also Doshan. Now that's why Hungary is so strict. Hungary, Frankfurt am Main, is very strict on the meaning of Holobakum. But Misha Feinstein, many years ago, passed him and there's a tshuva that even according to some very frightening point of the Machriya between the Machlekes, and the Machlekes between the Prechodosh. Even though there is a riot from the Jewish Papaygoy and by the Chodesh, the Chodesh Einstein doesn't mature in this. He says, even according to Chazita, that it's a Dosh Minyan, so it was also in the days of the Chazita, Holobakum, because there was no government control. But here, if somebody, if a good who sells milk, and then to be found out that the milk, instead of being cow's milk, is camel's milk. So then it will be positive. It will be positive. So there is government control. So why should we be upset? There is a loch in Shkonoch that is the Shifra Nochris who works for a Jew and she knew the cow in the stable without the Balabai seeing it. So it's not. Why? Because since she works all the time for a Jew, so she's near the cow. She's afraid, you know, to milk in the Balabai. Even if there is in the reshus of the Bible, they don't account. So, because he's near us. So, today, even though they are, I mean, what would happen? If the Baal Pai should find out, if you'll fire, all right, so show you the job. But you'll not be arrested. But today, if somebody will sell a Dovatomi milk, a scout milk, so the pasture, put in jail. There is government control, so it's not Gohua, then it's Shif Konochis, that there was Chileves, Birshish Yisrael, not in the presence, in the sight of the Israel. That's what they go, right? So, there were Chubes, some Gilin Abonim, Masi Kamronim Shitanstein, and one over, I remember, 40 years ago, wrote to Chube in Amin. Yamoya, he wrote the Chube. So he mentioned that somebody told him in Switzerland 50 years ago, so a certain Goy sold milk, and then it turned out that it was milk of a pig. So what? That doesn't depend on me that a person walks in the street and then the Chachmana Ritzvah, the gangster shoots him, so for the bad, everyone in Switzerland is happy. So there's a higher deformation thanks to living state. Because in Switzerland it happens. So how many times will it happen, unfortunately, that people are killed? That people are killed. And one Ventura was killed in Pittsburgh a few months ago from Toronto. So in Pittsburgh he walked out from the coal in Pittsburgh and then somebody called him over and asked him for the time, then he shot him. So he knew that you're not allowed to go on the street, because one time it happened. I mean, ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. So the reason is why they have the chutzpah to be massacred by Misha Feinstein. I mean, on such a thing, you want to be machia, but be machia. I mean, I myself, I enjoy it. But don't be massacred. Misha Feinstein didn't use horror. Never. But it doesn't matter, because he passed the deal. The chutzpah, because if somebody told him, I don't even know where the whole story is from. The whole story might not be. Somebody told him that 50 years ago it happened. They found out. So everything happens. So because of that, so that means the trough beyond, we go with the whole, because they go, how are we allowed to admit the Abhimus strike is also, that happens more often, can hold of them, much more often. You see, Rav Meir says that it's also, because we're Hashim on the Mute, but I don't think that Rav Meir would say that we have the riches for such a Dabash and Mozart. It's ridiculous. So anyway, that's in regard to Chomer. He has happened, so all the Shevim accept Chachma, and he has asked that it's a Dabash and Mute. How about Chemesh? But so Chemesh Hakum, so Chemesh Hakum, so the Rambam says, O Echel Gvinas Hakum, O Cholov Shechol V'Yakum, Ben Yisroel Re'eu, Makim Yisimakas Makus. So Gvinas Hakum, because of the Doshim in the beginning, Cholov Shechol V'Yakum, is Makim Yisimakas Makus, because of the Kshosh. So it's Mamish is taking the right. Maybe it's a whole new talk. Hachemo shalaku, pergimum lechachol hasuga salaya tesuvo, mikzas hageni mitiruo, shal gozru al hachemo vichol vatmeo inein. So, chemo shalaku, so mikzas hageni mitiruo, shal gozru al hachemo vichol vatmeo inein. ומקצת הגן מוסרו, ותרצוכי חולו שאישו לו, שערי עקום שבחמו עם מיורי ומחמו, כדי שיבטיו במיעוטי. וכל חולו שלוהם, חישי שמי שמו יהיו ובוי חולו בימתי. So of course, I mean, these things, that only means, there is a shame when the Nochim were accustomed to use חולו במיעוטי. So then there is a machlekes again. Some didn't say that Chemesh Hakum is good, because Gvinas Hakum is also, Cholov Hakum is also, Cholov Hakum is also because of a Shoshen Rivi, it's newer than them. But Gvinas Hakum is also because of Mabini Be'achivas Mugur, why shouldn't be also maybe they used Cholov Hamei? Because Cholov Tomei is not mine. There's the mitzvah. In other words, camel's milk or pig's milk, you couldn't make cheese out of it. So it's not mine, it doesn't become curved. It doesn't become curved. So Mele, as far as the Shoshel Cholov Tomei is concerned, it shouldn't apply to him. Because if it had been made from Cholov Tomei, so it would curve, the fact that was able to make cheese shows it's full of toy. But it's also for a different reason, because of the Domashim in the end, because of my meeting via Kevas Medeo. But by Chemo there is no special Domashim in the end. So Mele Mitzsagin Mamata. And Mitzsagin Duas. But everybody agrees that there was no special Tzeh on Chemesh Hakum. traditional Venus. All of our culture, Venus Akum, Chemas Akum, Buddha, Buddha of Nibbana Akum, the mission, the modern mission. So some beings say that it's still awesome. Why? True, because of the possibility maybe the Buddha was made from the Tavudis of Hall of Toeya and Hall of Tom. Hall of Tom. So then you ask, if it is made from Hall of Tom, if it is made from Hall of Tom, so he couldn't make Buddha out of it because it doesn't occur. I mean, Buddha is also something solid, so it wouldn't occur. So the answer is no, maybe there was a little bit of holoftone mulet with holoftoy. So maybe the holoftoy was able to curdle there, to curdle it into Buddha, to curdle Buddha. And the holoftone, because in Buddha I will see many times, in Buddha you will see pores, and sometimes you will see droplets of milk in the pores of the Buddha. In Buddha you will many times see pores, minute pores, like holes, like cracks in the Buddha. And sometimes you'll even see droplets of milk in the Buddha. I mean, I don't think that today's Buddha is made, you know. So the factory, so we'll find droplets. But I remember years ago the Buddha I used to see many droplets of milk in the pores of the Buddha. So something must have been, because maybe when you eat the Buddha, so the tzuchaya cholot that you find in the pores are tzuchaya cholot, and in respect of these droplets of milk, you cannot, you don't have the right. If it had been in tummy, it wouldn't have turned into cheese. It would not turn into cheese. So it's possible it didn't turn into cheese because it didn't turn into cheese. I mean, does it mean that every drop of the milk has to turn into cheese? But maybe it didn't turn into cheese because those droplets are of the tummy. So the Rashba in Teres Habayis explains the machlekes hagein, mixes hagein mamad hachamsa, mixes hagein as hachamsa. So the Rashba in Teres Habayis explains the mixes hagein mamadret, amadret. Why? Because there is no Dovash Minyan on Chana. And as far as the Chashosh of Min Tomei is concerned, so Min Tomei, Chol of Tomei is not mine. It's not mine since it was converted into Buddha, so it's mine. So it's a Raya. It's not Chol of Tomei, it's Chol of Toi. But Vinas Akum, you also have the Raya, but it's also because of a special Zera. But by Chemes Akum, there is no special Zera. And the Mitzvah Sagini, so the Rashba explains it as a place why the Asle, because the Tichtuch Echolo, the droplets of milk that you find in the pores in the Buddha, might be droplets that originated from Cholovakim that was commingled with, I mean, Cholovtome that was commingled with the major portion of the milk that was Holoftoya. So that's why he was successful in making Buddha out of it, because the major portion was Holoftoya. But the droplets of milk might be Holoftoya, might be of the Holoftoya, and I eat some Hosos. So then the question arises, so why are we saying that? So we should be Christian. Because we are talking in those days when the Nochrim were accustomed, you know, to be Niare and Cholotoyo and Cholotomi, so we should be Christians. Maybe there was a youth. So the Rashba says, the Gini Muamatare, they say, even if this happened, so it's but is but is but. But so why does something assert? Why does assertion to but? So he says, because there is no beetle if it's Nicaragua. There is no beetle if it's Nicaragua. And here you see the droplets of color in the pores of the water. So it's Nicaragua. So why again is again my threat? So he says, they hold that in as much as it's impossible to separate the droplets of the hollow from. power don't they? Yes. The 28th line. Nothing dollars on things in the rush. 28th line. Tahubeshe, me pass the iron higher. Clear upon the lay. The Leslie had to start of Nisa. The EU pushed the eye in the Holocaust. We have a clear upon the lay. The Easley come here. The Sabbath pass who pay Nisa. We hold here pouring clear out. The time of the Rabakina is in Zilk. The name of the Nishres Kova pass the eye. It's time if Mame had a Nisa was here. Now, Rashi Shite is that we say had a Nisa Nisa even when it's not good. But what example does Rashi mention? Rashi mentioned the example when the Nosea dipped a piece of bread in wine, and not the whole piece of bread was dipped in the wine. Let's say this is a long piece of bread. So only up to here it was eaten fine. And the other half was not eaten fine. So then, so Rashi says, so Rabbi Akiva, who says, Hetam start the Isaiah, some melee, he'll be hyped. He'll be hyped. Hashem can come to the Rabbanon, he'll not be high. But if he dipped the whole piece of bread in the wine, so then in the Rabbanon will say he's high. Not on the basis of the Rabbanon himself, but on the basis of Tampika. But if he dipped only half of the piece of bread, the other half, not in wine, so melee, the half that is dipped in wine does not have a kazayis. So melee, it's only kazayis together with the other half of the piece of bread. So we have to resolve to heter the stars. I think so. Why didn't Rashi mention a plain example? Why did he wine? He just took a few weight. He took a few drops of the heavy gazayas of wine. He filled up in a teaspoon, So he filled up a few drops of wine and he put it in his mouth and he put a piece of bread and put it in his mouth. Together, the drops of wine, together with a piece of bread and the lights. So it's high. Why does Rashi have to mention an example where he dipped a small piece of bread in wine and only half of the piece of bread he dipped in wine? The other half not. So even though the half that is soaked in wine is not the kazayis, only half the kazayis. And the other half, the kazayis, is supplied by the undipped half. So is the tour. Why did it let him he took a few drops of wine and the piece of bread. The drops of wine and then kazayis, the piece of bread and kazayis. Smash mouth. The two they are completely separate. The hot kazayis is a head of the separate. So then there is a chibur, there is a connection. But according to this, it has to be Talmudish Mamish. When the Tawud is managed, that kind of Tawud is the point in middle. In other words, when it's not in the Isa. And according to Rashi, as long as they are more, whether it's considered technically Tawud is a man. Because Because technically Tahudes or in Tahudes, little Tahudes is when it's not the case. But if it's Nikol Yisea, then it's not Tahudes. So, some melee. So Ashi mentions the case where he dipped half a piece of bread in mine and the other half he's not dipped. And the one half that he's dipped doesn't have a kabais, it's only a hot kabais. But it's mushroom to a kabais to the other half. Since it's part and parcel of one piece, so there's people that are connection. So we may lay this into it. So why? If Rashi Shite agreed, so how do we see from Rashi Shite whether Rashi Shite is, that it is considered, but if, so this is Rashi. Suppose it would have been, so it's much of Rashi. Suppose that the whole piece of bread had been dipped in wine, so then even the Rabbon would have made it at Israel. So he says, So suppose the whole piece of bread, the whole kazais, had been dipped in wine, then even the Rabbon would say that it's high. On the basis of tam kikya. Why only on the basis of tam kikya? Because when you eat the bread, you feel the tam of wine. But suppose you wouldn't feel the tam of wine, then it would be high. Now, according to the Rishayim, that when you can see the Isa, when you can see the Isa, so that you are high. So it's considered like the Isa, even though you cannot separate. So why do you have to resolve the tam? So it's because it's you don't have to resolve the tam. And the Rashi says that even the whole piece of bread can be dipped in the wine, so then it would be also on the score of tam. Why on the score of tam? According to the Mishnah Sagim, Rashi HaMesach, because of the possibility that even the droplets of milk So even though you cannot separate, but since you can see it, even though you cannot separate, so maybe it's considered like Nikol Yisea. So here too, you see the wine, when you dip a piece of bread in wine, don't you see it? The wine and the bread, you see it, and can you separate one from the other? You'll have to destroy the whole piece of bread. If you try to separate the wine from the bread from the wine. So maybe if it's considered nikah, if it's considered nikah or isah, so even without the tam of wine, so it shouldn't become one, it should be also. Why does Rashi emphasize if the whole piece of bread had been dipped in the wine, so the Rabbono would also be made that he is chayev? Why? Because of tam kikya. Because of the tam. Even without the tam, even if he wouldn't feel it, there couldn't be bittul. Because it's nikah yisah. So it's a raya from this Rashi, that Rashi agrees with the shita of the Mishnah Sagim. The shita of the Mishnah Sagim, that if you cannot separate, even if you can see it, you can pinpoint it. Say, oh, here is the Isa, but you cannot take away, separate the Isa from the Heta. So Mil is considered Tahudes, and there is Bittul. But here there is no Bittul, because it's Tam, because of Lord Tam Hikya. But if not for the Tam, so it would become Tahudes. even if the whole piece of bread is being eaten away. So it's a riot from this Rashi. So Mele, but, so Rashi mentions the example where half of the piece of bread was eaten away. So Mele on the basis of Tom Teacher, but it is also when it's high mountains on the basis of Adam Stavitsa, but only because there is a chivo. So it's not, there is some sort of tarubis. Not tarubis in the sense of the real tarubis that is, that there should be people, but it's Nikal Isa, but it's connected. The Isa and the Heta are connected in one piece, in one Khatir. But Shinkin, if it's completely separate, then we don't say. So, the Raya Chidi is now, the Kalaboya has the Kashi. The Kalaboya has the Kashi. Why does he worry? Why does he worry say that Kutsachabab, why does he worry say that it's because of Hetam Starfisa, it should be Osea because of Tamti Kel. Because of Tamti Kel, so maybe the Teres, like Kusachabadli, the Chihar Amodi, Chil Tzadeni, and Isma Mitzri. So the Tam is not a Tam of comments. It's not a Tam of comments. True, in Kusachabadli you have pieces of bread, Kemah, pieces of bread, but he doesn't feel the time of bread. He feels the time of chodesh as a result of the combination, the mixture. So the Raibet says, no, Raibet says, that when the Mishnah says, Kusach Abadi, she says, the Hilehibim Pesach Kusach Abadi, Sheikha Ramon, Chim Tzadim, Isma Mitzri, so the Mishneh has reference to Kusa, to Tam Tich, not to Hetam Stav, because by Kusa Chabav and Chicha Ramoni Chimitza Adini, these are Mitzri. So the things are grouped together, and it's not Nitzal one from the other. It's not Nitzal one from the other. You cannot say it's a Nitzal. So it's Gaut and Testamentos and Nitzal. Can you point out and say, this is the tomato, this is the garlic? No, you can't. You can't. So, Kutschabab is like ketchup. So, it's your and mother. So, there it's Osea because of Tam Tich. There it's Osea and it's higher focus in the Mishnah because of Tam Tich. But, the Gemara says, how can I see that? But the Gemara says that the minimum dollar, right after the first, the second, third to that, the fourth, or the fifth to that. So, Haril Vazoret, Man Tame the Chomets, Dom Gomorrah, the Tabubes, and Luke Shevin, the Rab, Omer Abin, and Rab, the Mayor, Tame Sido, the Sore, the Sore, the Sore, the Baboy, or the Kashan, the Sore, 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 the man, the man looks in the lab, because he comes from the So, the Gemara says that the Mishneh of Haribu Bazor in respect to Kutchababe, Shecha Amodech and Zadeh, is a Mitzri that's a Blazer. And the Gemara says that why does the Blazer say that there is Malkes? Because Kol Machmetzes. So he dash his call, so and the Gemara says that according to Rav Lezer, the Gemara says that from Dalet, in Uzir Omer Hapsir Malkatil, Kiman Rav Lezer in Dorish Kol, Yochel in Chomel in Pesach Mame, so we see that Rav Lezer, it says, Kol Machletes is now with the Dini, of Etan Yisrael of Nisa, not Antikya, and by Kusach HaBavli, and the Gemara says, that the Mishnah of Pusach Avni, that's like Reb Lezer, and Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer's Dean of Kol Machmetzes, he is the clarity of the Dean of Hekam Mishnah of Yisrael. So look what the Rabbi says. Again. אברהם תמחות יותר גם בני קודו שיאפשר שיהיה הדין שבוי מן האחר ואיתם מי קבל וכשהיא שהוציא ליוחד לבוא לך מפסח מאמן נחשב את הכניסה הכניסה לא בנו מסניס נעצורי אלא אפילו על חומץ ומעצה שאין לו רב ושאין בהם טעם זה מזה So I think the sheet of the Rebbe is like Rashi and Rashi sheet is also that the Aloha of the Mishnah of Yisrael not that even when they're completely separate If there is a tamtalis. Rashi is made as we see. The only when he dipped a piece of pas in wine, but only half of the pas was dipped, the other half not. So there is chibur between the het and these. But if they are completely separate, not wood, not mechuba together, so then there is no halacha het and tamtalis. So when does Reb Lezer say het and tamtalis, he doesn't come from Machmetzes, only when they are wood. But there are two types of it. There's sometimes you mix one thing with the other so that you can identify one from the other. You can take pieces of bread, you know, you make it sour. Sometimes you make it sour. So, you have pieces of tomato, lettuce, this, that, and you mix them together, but you can still see this is the piece of tomato, this is that. That's one kind of knowledge. That's not the real thing. But sometimes you make it out in such a way that you cannot even identify one from the other. So, according to Reb Lezer, the Torah says, Kol Machmetzes, so it's Marve, Tavu Veschomi. Which kind of Tavu Veschomi? Both kinds of Tavu Veschomi. The Tavu Veschomi is that it's a real problem where you cannot identify each ingredient, and the Tavu Veschomi is where you can identify. So in both, he's high marks. Both come. So melee, when the Mishneh says, Kutzach HaBavli, Sheikh HaRamodi, Chim Tzadeni, Zeitzim HaMitzri, so it means, Al Tahudes, of Yerun, Mu'et, revealed Tahudes. But, why is he high marks? Because of Tam Jinker. But he is Marbe from Kol Achmetzes, any Tarubis Chometz. Whether it's Tarubis Chometz where it's Niger, or Tarubis Chometz where it's not Niger. Look at the Rosh on the right. Ukshe, Hikshu Yziri Yochel Rabelachon Pesman Yachshu Ketam Yitaru Misa, Lava Anal Masnis Nakshuri, Ela Otru Chometz Umatsu Shein Orofi, Yishein Lem Tam Zemke, אפילו על חומץ ומעצו שאין מועד. Not right. It's not, he's מעבר from כל מחמצס, אין תרובס. תרובס that is a new גמור, so then he had done דיקיה, but he's מעבר, אין תרובס. Give me תרובס that is not a new גמור, where you can identify one from the other. And they don't give it to one from the other. If it's a new גמור, then one gives it to the other. But if it's not Nirov Gomo, but they are just Mechuber, then one doesn't give a tam to the other. When you make a salad, you mix lettuce and pieces of tomatoes together. So will the piece of tomato give a tam of tomato in the lettuce? Will the lettuce give a tam of lettuce in the tomato? No! So when with a blitzer, Kol Machmetzes is Malve, any time is coming. There are two types of Tarubis Chometz. There are Tarubis Chometz where it's mured in such a way that one gives it from the other and you cannot even identify one from the other. And there is Tarubis Chometz where it retains its identity. They are together, they are chuba, they are connected, they are mixed up, but they can be separated. So every Tarubis Chometz is mischabed. In the posik of Kol Machmetzes. Some mele, Kusach HaBavli represents a Tarubes where it's a new Gomor. So according to Rezal Yischayev, But the blessing is in high market, seeing it in the air, it's not in the room. So man can a homeless film go out with Tarugas, like Kusaka Babu was in your Gomu is high, that's a comfortable. But the comfortable is there. So maybe there are 2 hours. You are higher when it comes to Ikea, even if it's not a title of the stress, and you are higher when it's not in your Gomu because of head uncertainties. All right, now, along the time I mentioned that I did because I wanted to put that way. Anyway, next week, starting next week, and I think we continue in that way. So instead of Tuesday, so the Shia of Tarugas, the Sugis of Tarugas, will not be on Tuesday, but it will be on Friday. We will be the Shia. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it will be shown Wednesday and Thursday. And I'll be giving the show on Sunday and Monday, like before. And the Tuesday show will be changed to Friday. It will be at Friday. Now, 1 week will be changed. That is the week.
Shir Yud Ches, Kulan of Azor Psochim in the Nyonim of Tarugas, Choftes Tevis, Etop Shimim Zion, January 30th, 1987, on Friday.